This is the Gilmore Girl, and that is
Stephanie Caple. I don't have a catchy name.
I know. I didn't really. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little weird about my catchy name.
But your catchy name is cute.
Yeah, thanks.
Even in my own family, I'm not the only Stephanie. So
well, I'm not the only Gilmore Girl.
That's true. But at least it expands.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome back, stranger.
Thank you.
We're back from our Fantasy Fest hiatus.
Yes. It was just too much.
Too much. We couldn't handle it.
Well, actually, yeah. And then I forgot I usually help out with the 2-2 pre-parade.
Yeah.
Checking people in.
I think someone else had a little commitment to the city of Boston as well. Wasn't that World Series game night last week? It was.
Was it Tuesday? I still went to 2-2.
I know. I just pay so much more attention to your life than you do. You're welcome.
Thank you.
As a Cleveland Indians fan, I had nothing else to do that week than watch other sports fans.
Nice. So let's get into it.
Reality Charm.
Reality Charm.
We're back.
Podcast.
We're working. The graphics are in development, too. Thank you. Just so you know.
Yeah. I forgot to put the last episode up on my blog, but I'll put this one up.
It's coming together.
Yeah. TheGilmoreGirl.com. GILMOUR.
Yeah.
That's going to have... Until we get it up on iTunes, that's going to have our...
That's going to be our house.
That's going to be our house for a little bit.
House of Reality Charmed. Yeah.
So let's talk... I almost did it again. I almost said Beverly Hills. Let's talk Real Housewives of the O.C.
O.C. I got to tell you, Kathy, I went deep on this episode. I dissected. I watched it a couple of times, which is hard for me to do with Orange County this year.
Really hard.
It's brutal.
It's terrible. Although I have to say a vacation always picks things up quite a bit.
Just a question. Did the new girls go on the vacation? I mean, are they on the season?
So cute with them trying to eat solid food all that stuff.
I like when one of them ordered like conch fritters and then a skinny girl margarita. And she was like, because.
Yeah, that was a little weird. How pretty is Gina?
Gina is.
When she's not doing like the caked on, spackled on.
Yeah.
Is that like anti-feminist to say or something?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
she's
at all.
She's so naturally pretty.
I think she's making classic first year housewife mistake of, I don't know how to do my makeup or what clothes are going to look good. Someone's waving behind us and I can't see.
Oh, there's a baby.
The speaker's on outside.
I know. Hi, baby. So that's right. Let's just point this out to our audience. You can come, like today, show this.
You can
and
totally.
Stand outside of the studios and hold up signs about housewives.
Commented how we're the lesser cousin of the Today Show, maybe. Or window onto Duval Square. If you want to stalk us too,
yeah. I have to say, back to this show.
Yeah,
I know the main discussion should be Shannon's breakdown, but can we talk about the gift that is Vicki Gunvalson?
I know. And, you know, I was totally like, oh, my God, she should not be on this show anymore after the fake cancer and all this stuff. But, man, she's bringing it.
Well, the mesh outfit was just
hilarious.
And the twerking.
Yeah, why wear that outfit? Sorry, Vic.
I'm sorry. I actually don't think anyone should wear mesh. That's kind of my general rule of thumb.
Yeah, agreed. I'll go with you on that one.
But I loved the twerking. And just like, it kind of like Vicki embodies like the cringeworthy like white woman things.
Yeah.
The dreadlock hats.
Oh, yeah.
Are these offensive?
Yeah.
The driver's like, are you going to tip me?
No. I can't tell you that. Yes, that's horribly offensive.
It's very offensive. Yeah. And the amon, like to everyone, you know.
Although it cracked me up when Kelly Dodd does it in her. Her
bad
her
Jamaican
stuff.
Accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have to also say I loved just the when she called the front desk and she identified herself like that was going to get her some pull. She's like, Vicki Gunvalson, I'd like to be transferred to Shannon Bedore's.
She's the president of Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, my goodness. It's just like, I'm surprised she didn't say of Cuda Insurance. They can get us some Cuda Insurance.
I think it's funny that they went to Andale's. So do you know about the passport editions of these shows?
Yes.
They are magnificent. The passport editions, if you haven't seen it, you need to like tune in.
Uncover that.
It's like pop-up videos, but for housewives. And they usually focus on the vacations.
It's almost as good as when they do the producer's cuts of the shows, which are fantastic.
So one thing I learned on this passport edition of they did it for last week's episode.
When they went to Mexico,
You can travel with Vicki.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, you yeah. can do an all-inclusive trip that includes, I actually wrote it down because I was so, I didn't want to leave anything involved. Else. It's a beach party.
Yes.
Some pool time.
Yes.
Q&A.
Yes.
A trip to Andalus.
What?
And a whoop-it-up hat.
I would pay everyone in that on that trip $100 if during the Q&A they only ask questions about the cancer scandal. Right? She'd be like, shop. Yeah. And that engine. I'm not talking about that. I just want the casserole. Well, and what's great is during the Shannon meltdown, Vicky's complaint was that she was like, "Well, you didn't support me during my time being an outcast," and like, you mean when you lied about your boyfriend having cancer? That's she needs to stop bringing that up as like people were mean to her.
Yes.
She was part of a cancer scam.
A horrible cancer scam. And then the other thing, too, is like, yeah. And then I love how Vicky, I don't know, I read somewhere and I agreed. It was like, okay, let's all pretend to care where Shannon is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Vicky was the only one that was like, all right, I guess I'll do it. I'll be the one that cares.
I did love like the arc of Shannon with this, of just like the total meltdown.
Was just all meltdown.
But she just hit all of the high points. The I'm threatening There's to take no off arc. My microphone.
Yeah.
The walking away from the cameras.
Yeah.
The abandoning, refusing to talk to the rest of the cast.
Yes.
The don't call me crazy. The don't say I need medications. And then the non-apology.
Yeah. If you're playing Housewives Bingo for that particular episode. Oh my goodness.
You filled the whole board.
You would There's get the whole else. Thing.
These people, Lots they of people. Love us.
Hi.
It's like the Today Show.
We can't really see who you are, though. It's dark out there.
Make a sign that tells us your favorite housewife.
So yeah, to make a sign that tells us your favorite housewife.
We're going to have a competition.
Yeah, that I think there should be like a Housewives bingo card for every vacation.
Oh, goodness. Right? Maybe the next episode we need to do that. We need to play Housewives bingo.
Next trip,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You know what's funny is earlier today, I work from home and I watch the TVs while I'm working. And they did last year, they did like an old OC trip.
Okay.
The old one. They were in Iceland.
Oh,
with Lydia.
That's when Megan left her baby crying
That's
in the room.
That's when, what's her face? Vicky had her fake heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Vicky then was out drinking all night.
Yeah. Vicky has a fake crisis. She has a fake crisis.
Out there.
Yeah. She's got this. We do have a live audience out here.
Do you watch the Housewives?
Do you watch them?
Yeah. All right.
Yes. Yes. She does.
Well, you're having a smoke break. Put the cigarette out. I'll put you on the air. Keep talking.
It's getting rowdy out there. Okay. Well, now I just got to fly this ship solo. I will say, and Kathy's not here to disagree, I was proud when Shannon did say, this is more than I can handle. I thought that was like a good point that she finally kind of like owned it, that she said that. Kathy's bringing on, I'm getting replaced on my own show here. I've been kicked off. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
I am Diane.
Diane, welcome. You watch The Housewives?
Get right into that microphone.
Get right up on the microphone.
I am so into OC.
Pretend you're Vicky.
Okay, be Vicky.
Yeah! What did she say?
Whoop it up.
Whoop it up! Well, that might be Shannon.
No, that's Vicky.
That's Vicky.
What do you think about Vicky twerking? Did you see that last night?
Well, she stopped. No, I didn't watch last night.
Okay.
But she
twerked again.
Spoiler alert.
Toned it down.
Yeah. She is toning
it down.
Which is very upsetting.
I know.
Because they showed earlier in the season when they all went, when it was just the three of them, they showed that today. Did they go to Mexico? They go to Puerto Vallarta?
No, they're in Jamaica now.
Oh, they're in Jamaica now. They showed Puerto Vallarta when just Shannon, Tamara, and Vicky went.
Tamara got naked and broke her foot naked.
Yes. And she's on the little scooter thing.
Yeah.
As someone who has broken their foot or leg five times in life, I've never done it like naked running through a suite in Mexico. Like,
she knew as soon as
then
she
you haven't
it.
Lived.
Yeah.
As soon as she hit that tub, she knew it.
She knew.
Oh,
too.
No.
That was great.
Yeah.
Shannon got naked while
kind of in the Spanx naked.
Yes. She had the Spanx on.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? I keep wanting to say Beverly Hills. Who's your favorite Orange County housewife, Diane?
I think Tamara is.
Tamara?
I like Tamara.
Tammy Sue?
She's come from trailer.
She earned her paycheck, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is, you know, I was kind of wondering about Eddie, but I think I love they Eddie. Truly do love
yeah.
each other.
Yeah, I do
and
too.
And what's up with him?
I know his heart.
I heard that this last surgery was actually a success, like well, after
good.
Season.
I hope so.
Doesn't seem like it's going well.
Good Lord.
You know, they also yeah. sold that house.
I know.
Yeah, and they
I
have.
They thought it was bad juju.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
From yeah. the time they moved in, that's when his heart problems started. And they had a lot of issues with the house. And she's on Jeff Lewis Live when yeah. he's allowed to have oh, Bravo Celebrities on. Yeah.
I love Jeff Lewis.
He's on tonight, too.
I do listen on Sirius.
Oh, is that the best show?
Look at this, Diane.
And he's really bringing it now because he's like getting kicked.
He's got
off
nothing
the
to
air.
Lose yeah. now.
It's amazing.
Done.
I know. Yeah. I downloaded Sirius today.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll start.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
I don't think he's going to last much longer.
I don't either.
That's on Bravo?
Break my heart. Yeah.
Break my heart.
I think Andy will keep him on the radio.
Well, yeah. he's got to behave.
I think that's Andy's just point. Not going to send him text messages.
Well, that's when he read it on the air.
Yeah. 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 So yeah. now only in person.
I need that show to come back.
Well, yeah. I love Jeff Lewis.
I love him so much.
He's real.
It'll come back in some way, maybe not on Bravo, but he will be on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure of that.
He was shopping Netflix or yeah. TV or something. I do believe that.
Yeah.
Which Andy will still get a cut of, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know,
Andy,
right?
Look, he brought it.
Yeah, he did.
And they are definitely bringing on some other home shows. Like, their yeah. Friday nights now yeah. are home shows.
Have you seen the Carson and Tom
yes.
show,
I have.
As I
yeah.
say?
Yeah.
It's yes. so good.
It was
it's
awkward
great.
At first.
Yeah.
But now Carson's like, I can do this.
It's they're so funny together.
Didn't they start out a Queer Guy together?
Yeah.
Yeah, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I
no,
love that show.
That's a really good show. And they have another one that, Buying It Blind.
The girl from,
oh
yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it. I think it starts
And then the
week.
Girl that was on Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
Is
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like that Sweet Home
like
Alabama
show
too.
Too.
So I'm actually going to watch that. But
redoing the town. Thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're kind of like, but they're really down to earth,
yeah.
and
yeah.
there's no pretending for the show.
Yeah.
And they're just truly friends. I
nice.
Love them.
Does
I love
it touch
them
your
the
heart,
show.
Stephanie?
It touches
Cable.
My heart.
It does. It
I know.
Her.
Don't make me touch your heart, Stephanie.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Fantasy Fest is over, Diane.
Yeah. Diane, it's a family friendly show.
All right, Diane, we're gonna say goodbye to you because we gotta move on to other topics.
Yes,
thank you, ladies.
Thank you for
but
coming
for
in and joining
by.
Us. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your night.
I wish somebody
Come back and see us. Yeah, hey, give it up for Diane, everyone. This was amazing. Sometimes we just bring in guests. See, this is why you should come down and stand out in front of the Island 106.9 studio window and just, you know, get our attention. And insist that, you know, you come on air and you too can be a part of Radio Magic. That's the beauty of Reality Charmed. We're all charmed by reality TV and we're all just willing to watch it and then come on to the radio and just ramble on to you. So, but yeah, I think that's a pretty good little Orange County recap. But I think that now we might be... ready to kick it over to a little below deck.
Hi, sorry.
Yeah, leave me hanging here.
Diane from Massachusetts.
Diane from Massachusetts, everyone.
I had to give her goodbye.
First,
gifts.
Our first guest.
You like that?
So I'm telling the audience, come on, stand outside of Island 106.9 in Duval Square at 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights.
Pretend you know about that. Well, she did know.
She did know.
Outside,
she was like
an
expert.
You can pretend you
yeah.
don't.
Just come talk to us about any reality
yeah,
show. We'll
great.
Get you on.
I like that.
Okay. Well, Below Deck.
Below Deck.
Let's go below.
The best show on television.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh, so, yeah, we weren't on last week. So, Riley.
Yes. I'm trying to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's Riley's attitude or if it's how
Her
they treat.
Attitude?
Well, I do have to say, I think there's some definite mansplaining
yeah.
and a little bit of treatment to her.
I agree.
I think that she could be more respectful of the fact that she's a new bosun, but
yeah.
I watched some old episodes, and she's like, she'll ask a question, and they'll be like, don't ask me questions.
Well, she's asked like 100 questions, and they're trying to work. See, I kind of like come at this from somebody from like the boat perspective, and it's like when you are first starting out, she's mm-hmm. never worked a white boat before.
And I get that.
And she needs to, like, have a little more chill.
I agree with that. But my question is, because I would say, Riley, ask that question, like, after. But I don't think she's ever going to be allowed to ask a question. You know, like, just from the Chandler...
Like, I don't think Chandler's the best bosun ever.
No. I think Ross would answer her questions.
Yes.
But I don't think Chandler would. And I think Ross is trying to respect Chandler's position. So he's
not
going to say.
We're not talking about Friends.
Yeah, we're not talking about Friends. This isn't a Rachel thing.
Yeah. But no, I just feel like she came on there. It was like she's presenting herself as two different things.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. In case you didn't know, she's a boat captain. Mm-hmm.
She's never mentioned that on there.
She's never mentioned that once.
Not once.
So yeah, she comes with boat experience, but not this particular type of boat experience. But and so she's asking questions mm-hmm. 1 minute, and the next minute
trying to say
I know this.
And this is my struggle with her, because I'm like going back and forth with her, like where one moment I have sympathy and then the next moment I'm like, you know, tone it down, sweetie.
Yeah, and you don't want to be like, tone it down, because you don't want to silence her voice.
No.
But at the same time, it's like she needs to have just a little bit of chill and a bra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I've watched that first episode where they go out.
Yeah.
I guess that was the second one.
Yeah.
They blur out her nipples.
They must have spent hours in post-production.
That cost them like $25,000.
Like, girl, come on.
So is Riley going to make it?
So I watched... Before the show, they had the first episode on.
Yeah.
And I watched the very, before our show.
Yeah.
Or my show earlier. And they had the very beginning mm-hmm. where they kind of do a little bit of a sneak peek.
Yeah.
So I was kind of looking to see, because we know somebody goes home.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And it's Kate telling them too.
Yeah. I think it's with Riley. The chef.
And I, you know, I'm torn between Riley and Carolyn, because on Twitter last week, Kate was positive about Riley. Because she had said that she would kick Riley off the boat, but then mm-hmm. she said, "You're not a moron." Like,
well,
she was kind of
she called her a moron on national TV.
Well,
I saw that tweet too. I think it was more just, you know. I didn't mean to,
but they just kind of seemed like chill
behavior.
Yeah, they seemed chill on Twitter.
But that doesn't mean look at her and Jen hated each other
that's true.
On the show
that's
and then
true.
Got along after.
That's
I think just based on the one, this is so bad, like this is like getting into like CSI.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like the camera angle, when they, the way they show it, and they never mm-hmm. shoot from Kate's staircase thing up to her and Josiah's room.
Yeah.
They're shooting from like the crew mess.
Yeah.
Looking out, and it's somebody, oh no, because they share a room. It's somebody on the left.
Riley shares a room
with Carolyn.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard. I mean,
and I saw a glimpse of a new person.
Yeah.
In the episode that made me think it was going to be a deckhand.
But we also don't know, because one deckhand goes over and we don't know if they're injured enough that they have to go off the boat.
True.
See, there's just so much.
And it's the Chippendales that goes
over. Carolyn. I'm trying to figure, it's like everything is such an overreaction. She's at like a 15, and I just want to turn her down to an 8.
She is, so she's like a 22-year-old drunk mm-hmm. on vodka.
I would say peach schnapps. I'm not even sure she's made it up to vodka yet.
I was thinking like vodka Red Bull, because she's so like.
There's something with a lot of sugar there.
Yeah.
Boone's Farm.
And she, like, if you're having that, this is, again, the thing that so many reality people, the mistake they make is, like, mm-hmm. if you have that much going on, why are you going on a reality show?
Here's my question. What high school play do we think Carolyn had the lead in? Was it Music Man, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not that familiar.
I just think she's obviously, she's got that overreacting, belted to the back
definitely a drama
of the auditorium. No, that's my whole point. I actually am desperately trying to figure out where she grew up in Ohio, because I have connections in that state and I can like research this.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So I don't
think it's that hard to research.
Well, I couldn't find it on her Facebook or her Twitter.
Did you just try Googling it?
I did, actually. I did. Thank you much. Thank you. No, I'm really curious. I would love to see her. I really want to see her in the clubhouse. I'd like to see that reaction there.
And I want them to have a full-on reunion.
Andy Cohen, if you're listening.
At least two episodes.
If you're listening to
Reality
Charmed.
Like when they did for Crazy Rocky season.
Yes.
They had a full reunion. It was two episodes, not three, but two.
I'll tell you what. Even if they didn't do a reunion, if they just let Captain Lee and Kate drink and talk about the season, I would be satisfied with that, because those two can just unpack a box.
I know. They really can.
They really can. And the beach party last week. Can we give it up to Kate for that? That was so impressive. With the fire dancers.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
That was, it was a fantastic. That's just the thing is like, they are, those guests do get it like thrown down for them.
So when I'm watching it, right? So when I'm watching Med, I look at Hannah. I think, oh, I like Hannah because she's funny and whatever and does a
sarcastic,
good job.
Sarcastic, yeah.
But man, Kate blows her out of the water.
Kate's table decorations.
Yeah.
Like that's the difference between Kate and Hannah is.
Kate is who I want to be when I grow up.
Gosh.
Except, you know.
You know, she lives in Fort Lauderdale.
I know.
And so does Captain Lee. Captain Lee did the smart ride last year.
I know.
So
Captain Lee, somebody that works at Lazy Dog knows Captain
Lee. Can he come on the show?
Because he used to come in. She used to be the dock master over at
A&E. Oh, my goodness. Can he come on the show?
I would love him to come on the show.
And then he could bring Kate. And then we would become best friends.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Me and her, not you and her, probably.
Me and Captain Lee would be best friends. I'll take Captain Lee. That's fine. Me and Mrs. Captain Lee. Yeah. We'll be a little trio.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Tonight is my favorite night of television.
It is my favorite night, too.
Below Deck, flipping out. Yes. And then I have MTV's The Challenge.
The Challenge.
And can I just say a quick shout out to Marilyn? Because the worst person ever on Survivor got voted off last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have to ask my mom if she's watching Survivor.
Is she watching it? Because, wow.
When you said Marilyn, I thought you were sending a shout out to my mom. I was like, is she on the Facebooks?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, because wasn't she excited that I watched Survivor?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if she's listening tonight.
All right. Well, she needs to watch it because that woman was a train wreck.
Okay.
And she's gone now, which is great.
Mom and dad were doing the travels the other week. So I don't know if she's all caught up on the DVR world, but.
Yeah. And MTV's The Challenge.
Oh, by the way, if we want to talk about people that are train wrecks, we're just going to kick it out to somebody not in season right now, Landon Clements of former Southern Charm.
Defended
T-Rav.
And while wearing a hideous dress.
Yes. So let's just put you in the wall of shame. Woo. Maybe we need to make a wall of shame in here for reality stars that they could move back and forth from like wall of shame to wall of redemption. Yeah. Like, because we could have Catherine on redemption wall.
Come on. Yeah. Landon isn't ever
shame.
Ever
kidding. I'm just saying like we could then move them
so those could be the
those
could actually be the high and low staples.
Hey, can we talk about something that's been about a little Beverly Hills since you kept bringing it up?
Okay,
what do we think about what's going on with Lisa Vanderpump and the rules that she's going to leave the show?
I think it's a lie.
You think it's a lie?
I think absolutely it's a lie.
I think she can do without the show.
I think they can't do without her though. And she's an executive producer on Vanderpump.
Well, I don't think she'll leave Vanderpump.
No. But I'm saying that they want to keep her happy. So, no, I do not see her leaving for one second.
I have heard that the belief is that Kyle and PK, or not PK, but Dorit, are using issues with Lisa to distract from the drama with their husbands being sued, both individually.
I don't buy that. I think that's reaching.
I'm just reporting totally the news on the street. Reaching. Word on the street is I'm the word on the street.
Word on the street. Yeah, I don't think so.
To quote a certain Karen Huger.
I never watched that.
I have watched it occasionally. They just fight too much.
Yeah, they do. It gives me a headache.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, we have like 4 minutes left.
Okay.
I think. Let's talk about the awful Housewives Awards.
Oh, gosh.
Andy, so boring. I'm glad I didn't stay up for it.
Yeah, I recorded.
Yeah, me too.
And Andy, like, what are you doing? We can make that so much better.
Yeah, it was not good. And even I felt like the categories and the bits they chose for everything
were stupid.
Wasn't very good.
The Nene Lakes iconic moment. I was like, I watched it. I was like, this was iconic. You guys fought at a dinner table. That's what you do like 3 times an episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't impressed.
No one's wig even got pulled off.
Best comedic, Sonia Morgan. I agree with that.
I thought that was good. And I liked her being on as bartender because she just has a good time.
And she's the straw that stirs the drink.
Okay, friends, I'm not a big Dallas person, but didn't Brandy and Stephanie not get along last year? Like, they weren't friends.
Well, that was between seasons because of something Brandy said in her Bravo blog.
See, but this is like, how can you be best friends?
And then they got back together.
Yeah.
Well, I was personally rooting for the Vicky Tamara Shannon trio.
Yes.
Or the Kyle Lisa.
Although, supposedly, the Vicky Tamara, Shannon, there's some issues there.
Well, yeah, but we're just talking about that.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a know-it-all about everything, Cable.
I'm not trying to be.
Jeepers, crow.
Miss Congeniality with Dolores, I was like, psh. Did they even say that on the show?
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Rookie of the Year, Terry.
I didn't
Teddy.
See that one either.
Yeah, I was shocked. And I have to say, I didn't like Erica Girardi give her style.
I did.
I don't, just because I think that... I think Erica's just a giant Barbie at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just...
But she, like... What she goes through to bring different looks and themes... She goes for, like, flappity themes, for crying out loud.
Do you know what I go through to get dressed every morning?
Well, you're not on a reality show.
But I'm just saying.
In your mind, maybe.
There's three levels of blow drying that happens.
Yeah.
Okay?
But still.
I know. I know. But I don't know. I think there are other people with better style. Maybe it's just because I would not want to duplicate any. I
wouldn't either, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't, you know.
I don't know. It's just more, then, if it was best costuming, I would vote for her.
And can we talk about the definition of shade?
Yeah.
So shade is when you, like, it's shade. It's not all, it's subtle.
How is this
it's
not?
It's digs. It's not, like, outright aggressive.
How is this, and Kelly Dodd's shade is calling someone a dork.
Well, no. I mean, she says a lot of stuff.
I know she does, but she also calls people dorks.
Yeah, but
like,
that's not shade. That's like
flat that's
out
what
insulting.
I'm saying. Like, she's just not. She's...
Like, Candy gives good shade.
That's what I was just like. How did this not get owned by Atlanta or Potomac?
Because
Potomac throws shade like I ain't never seen. And they just were lucky the Married to Medicine women couldn't be in this awards, because those ladies...
Yeah, I don't watch those ladies either.
They
like the
know how
fighting.
To throw... And that's...
I like a reasonable amount of housewives yelling.
You know what is upsetting to me is I think the first year of Married to Medicine, it was like borderline, not too much fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed Jackie and Simone on that show.
Yeah.
And now...
I don't watch it. I've never watched it.
But they eat on that show, which is one thing I love. It's like those ladies are always like, give us food. Like, there's none of this fake housewife eating.
Tamara eats a lot, but it's always healthy, and that's fun.
I don't want to see somebody eating like a plain chicken breast.
And New Jersey eats like nobody's business.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Those ladies.
The pasta.
Yeah. Well, what are you looking forward to this coming week with our shows?
You know, as always, tonight's the night. Below Deck and Flipping
Deck,
Out.
Flipping Out. I think it's the beginning of the end of Jenny.
Yes.
And then next week, OC, Tamara turns on Gina.
Yes.
For telling the truth.
Yeah.
She was totally talking smack about...
Tamara's going to be pissed.
Yeah,
she's
about
pissed.
Shannon. It's like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh, I'm pissed.
Okay, so here's something to look for with the language thing.
Yeah.
When Captain Lee... When the guests come on the boat and Kay is going to give them a tour, Captain Lee says, "Well, Kate's going to give you a tour of the boat."
I love it. Okay, tour. Yeah. You have to.
Every time he says tour of the boat. So look for that.
You know that deep down inside, Carolyn so wants to give that tour. She so does.
Oh my God, I know.
She'd make it a lot more dramatic.
Don't like her. Although Josiah was throwing her shade at the very beginning
that I
didn't catch the first
time. No, watching that back, I'm definitely like, Josiah, you're setting this girl up. You're laying her on the train tracks.
But I love Josiah.
I do too. Him and Kate, do they need a third stew? Other than to torture?
Well, yes. They can torture somebody. Come on now. Yeah. All right. Well, that's about it for us for
this
week.
That's what we got.
We will... See you kids next week right here.
What?
And then, this
Unreality
will be up on
Charmed.
The podcast. Yeah. If you guys have any, you know, any Key West locals want to
come on
the show, anybody that is our friends, we can have people call into the show.
Mm-hmm.
So just hit me and Stephanie up.
Yes.
This is Gilmore Girl, and that's Stephanie Cable.
Maybe I'll get my sister-in-law to call in, or my mom.
Yeah.
We could do a guest spot.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us.